WORT thanks its listener sponsors and Overture Center for the Arts, presenting the Broadway show The Kite Runner, Friday, May 24th through Sunday, May 26th, in Overture's Capitol Theater. Beginning at a kite-flying tournament in Kabul, The Kite Runner spans two decades and two continents, revealing a journey of forgiveness and shows us all that we can be good again. More information and tickets are available at Overture.com.
Sunday, and welcome once again to Better Living Through Show Tunes. I'm your host, DJ Shan. That means it's the first Sunday of the month. Hold on, my CD player distracted me, and I totally lost the incredibly suave transition I had planned there. Today we're going to talk about overtures. Or I'm going to play them and talk about them a little bit, but mostly I hope you're going to enjoy them. Overtures are just the coolest. I'm a little sad that modern shows are losing the convention of overtures, because I think it's such a, one, just a lovely transition mentally into sitting down for the next 2 hours to enjoy some theater. But also, what's the line in The Office in that hilarious Sweeney Todd episode where they claim that Sweeney Todd's an hour and 45 minutes? If I don't hear the musical themes, how will I appreciate them through the rest of the show? I'm going to share some of my favorite overtures with you today and chat a little bit about them. Usually I talk here about, like, oh, dance around your house, like, get rid of those Sunday scaries, whatever it is that you need to do. And I was going to be like, oh, like, chilled, get what you need to do done today. But honestly, my heart of hearts, I hope that you're doing your best Lydia Tarr impression and conducting alongside these incredible instrumental pieces. But mostly, I hope that you enjoy and that this sparks something in you to go check out some more musicals. Once again, welcome to Better Living Through Show Tunes. This is Shan, coming to you from WORT-FM 89.9, Madison, Wisconsin. Here we go with a little bit of She Loves Me. This one always makes me laugh because we used to play it all the time in the costume shop. And whenever it started, it took me so long to figure out what show I was listening to. It's a beautiful overture. It's really good. Something about it, just the synapses do not fire. I never recognize it as She Loves Me. But hopefully me saying over and over right now, She Loves Me. This is She Loves Me. You'll remember, I'll remember, and we'll all enjoy it. Here it is. I'm so sorry, listeners. Clearly, I'm still on my way back from vacation. That was actually a little bit of Runyon Land there at the start, the overture from Guys and Dolls, which we will listen to in full a little bit further on. Yeah, it's Boys at the Weekend. Up next, I've got for you one of my top five. It's really hard to say. One of my all-time favorite overtures, of which there are many different recordings. And because I love you all, I definitely listened to all of them when I was putting together this show to make sure that I was bringing you the very best one. And what has always been my very favorite version of this overture continues to be, even with the new recording, which was brilliant. Here it is. This is the overture from Merrily We Roll Along. This is the, 1987. Broadway remount. There it is. I found the word. It's good. We're great. Here's the music.
We'll be right back.
And that, of course, the iconic Phantom of the Opera, the original Broadway cast recording, written by Andrew Lloyd Webber. There's like a couple different paths you can take in writing your overture. And Phantom of the Opera does the classic route of which song is like just, which one slaps. I can't believe I said that on the air. Which one is just the most iconic song? Let's start with that one. And with good reason. Also, quick correction, because I am just not firing on all cylinders today. It was the 1994 remount of Merrily We Roll Along, not 1987. Don't know where I got that number, but it seemed like a good one. So you're probably wondering, why on earth are we doing overtures today? One, I think they're great. I just think they're the best. But also, we got a really cool press release from the Madison Opera. Madison Opera closes its 23-24 main stage season with its first production in over 30 years of Candide, Leonard Bernstein's beloved American opera. Based on Voltaire's satirical novella, Candide mixes a dazzling score with comedy, tragedy, and impossible situations that result in a sublime whole. Performances are April 26th at 8 p.m. and April 28th at 2:30 p.m. in Overture Hall at Overture Center for the Arts. And the reason I jumped to overtures is, if you've never heard it, and I'm about to play it, so you can't say that anymore, whenever I think of Candide, I think of the overture, which hearing with a full orchestra is about as close to a religious experience as I've ever had. I'm not even a huge Bernstein fan, but it's incredible. It's really something to behold, orally, I guess. I also think of the last song, Make Our Garden Grow, which, like so many well-meaning high schools in the world, I ended up performing that in high school. We did not do it justice, but even then, it was impossible to deny what a beautiful piece of music it is. So check out Madison Opera's website if you're interested in seeing Candide. And it's directed by Brian Cowing, one of my personal favorite collaborators, new artistic director for Children's Theater of Madison. It's sure to be terrific. And if you like what you're about to hear, truly, truly, I recommend it. So here is Leonard Bernstein conducting, Leonard Bernstein's Candide Overture. If you can name what recording of Sweeney Todd that came from, you have earned yourself, like, 5 whole best friend bucks. That was from the movie of Sweeney Todd, which I'm sure you're saying, Shan, why would you play that? You always talk about having rules about not playing movie soundtracks. And yet I seem to play one track from a movie every time I'm here. Look, like any good Stephen Sondheim snob, I take issue with a lot of the Johnny Depp movie. I do. There's a lot that's questionable about it, but there's a lot that honestly I think is really smart. And the smartest choice it makes is by, instead of doing the usual opening to Sweeney Todd, Attend the Tale, that whole song with the whole chorus, that's a very theatrical convention. And knowing that they were going to, or hoping, I'm sure, that they were going to get a whole bunch of moviegoers who are not familiar with Stephen Sondheim or Sweeney Todd, that would have been a real hard hurdle to overcome first thing in that movie. So I think that switching it to an overture, a purely instrumental version of that song, was really smart. And I think it's beautifully orchestrated. Sondheim himself did it. With the help of Danny Elfman, and it's really effective. And I still remember seeing it on the big screen. I saw it opening weekend with some friends who were not musical theater humans, and they loved it. And that opening animation of the blood and the meat grinder, really well done. So say what you will about the rest of it, I will defend to the death that particular choice in that movie. Up next, I've got, honestly, my favorite overture. If I'm trying to sound musically smarter than maybe I am, I would probably say that my favorite is Candide or Carousel Waltz, because they are perfect. They are perfect overtures, technically flawless. But if I'm looking to answer with what makes my heart sing a little bit, it's going to be the overture for The Fantastics, longest-running musical off-Broadway. I don't know why community theaters don't do it all the gosh darn time. It's so charming. It's so easy to produce. Musically, it's a little challenging, but it's just, gosh, I think it's swell. Every month, I try to teach myself a new piece on the piano. And for April, for this month, yesterday, I picked up a copy of the score specifically so I could learn the overture. And it's asking a lot of my wee little hands, but I'm really pleased with it. And I can't wait for the end of the month when I can play it with confidence. But for now, I share it with you in total confidence. Here is Tom Jones and Harvey Schmidt's overture for The Fantastics.
Thank you.
After the Fantastics, that was My Fair Lady's Overture, which, regardless of my feelings about My Fair Lady, I think it's a fantastic overture. Classic musical theater. It was a joy to hear when that tour came through this season at Overture. I really enjoyed sitting and listening to that one. Always beautiful to hear a full orchestra do any of these. And after that, a lot of people are unfortunately not familiar with that musical. Hopefully this is your gateway if you were like, I know those songs, but that's a musical? That was Promises, Promises, a Burt Bacharach musical featuring a lot of his great hits. Sadly, I'm not well-versed in the history of it, so I won't say that it's a jukebox musical, but a lot of the songs that were included in that musical went on to be radio hits, and vice versa. It's where we get Turkey Lurkey Time. Of course, Turkey Lurkey Time, you're saying. Of course, Shannon. There was a wonderful, so charming revival. That's the word I've been searching for all hour. A revival in 2010 starring Kristen Chenoweth and Sean Hayes. Just delightful. The book of that musical is based on the movie The Apartment, which is pretty tragic. It's a pretty hard watch for a modern woman. Beautifully acted by Shirley MacLaine. I definitely recommend the movie, but just know what you're getting into. Women are not treated well in it. Promises, Promises, with the magic of Burt Bacharach, manages to make it all okay, which I think says more about Burt Bacharach than anything else. Up next, we've got two of the all-time classic overtures. First, Runyon Land, from the 1992 revival of Guys and Dolls, named so because Runyon was the gentleman who created the characters of Guys and Dolls, and who's responsible for a lot of our early 20th century caricatures and notions of New York. That overture is meant to be performed with characters on stage. It's meant to really acclimate the audience and kind of see people going through their day-to-day lives in this fantastic, glossy, but somehow dirty, but somehow magical version of New York that Guys and Dolls creates. And after that, we've got the Carousel Waltz from Rodgers and Hammerstein's Carousel. Here it comes. Thank you. give you chills? It gives me chills. Carousel is another one that I'm kind of like, oh, do we need to do Carousel anymore? And then when people were losing their minds over the Chicago Lyric production a few years ago, I watched the trailer online and I was all haughty and snobby and like, Carousel, I don't know. And then I was like weeping by the end of their 45-second long trailer. The power of music, my friends. The power of music. I had so many overtures I wanted to share with you today, and I timed it out, and I was wrong. So I have to make some hard choices now, and I'm sad about it. Things that I'm not getting to share with you today that I highly recommend. 1776, as per usual. Terrific, short, sweet overture. Just a banging little version of Lees of Old Virginia. Gypsy, the overture that reportedly, like, created a very disruptive standing ovation the first time people heard it because it was so amazing. On the 20th Century, another little-known show, takes place on a train. It's an incredible vehicle for comedic singers, especially women. The lead has been played by the likes of Madeline Kahn, Kristen Chenoweth. It's so underrated. Love the overture. Check it out. But now, just for something a little different, here comes Andrew Lloyd Webber's Jesus Christ Superstar's overture.
Thank you.
All right. That is the end of my show. I've got one last song to play us out. Thank you so much for joining me here on Better Living Through Show Tunes. My name's Shan. You're on WORT-FM 89.9, Madison, Wisconsin. Bernstein is what brought us here. Bernstein's how we're going to go out. Here is the overture for West Side Story.
Record Store Day is on Saturday, April 20th, and you're invited to celebrate the biggest day in records with WORT DJs. At the door, 4509 Monona Drive, Matt and Mike from the Mosh Pit will be spinning heaviness from 1 to 3 p.m. and at SIG's Treasure Chest and Paradox Vintage Parking Lot Market, 222 North Street. You can catch DJ Chiara Skyro from Fuzzy Lifting Drink at 1 p.m., DJ Spin Cycle from Pan Africa at 2, Ms. Nikki from Soul Sessions and Her Infinite Variety at 3, and Bad Sister Heidi from Psycho Acoustics at 4. And if that's not enough for you, WORT is hosting a 420 Record Store Day after party at the Crystal Corner. Saturday, April 20th is Record Store Day, and it's exploding with Wart DJ goodness in Monona at the Door and in Madison at the SIGs and Paradox Parking Lot Market. You are listening to WORT Madison.
I feel lucky.